Oh, well, right now I'm trying to think, but there's hardly anything that people didn't use. Mm-hmm. That they could, even old scrapware and things was planted in those days. Yeah. See, they could forge into anything they wanted.
Yeah.
And blacksmiths and people had that skill, would heat and weld it together and make various things like single tree ends. They called them frieslings, I believe.
How were they called?
Frieslings, I believe.
Frieslings.
Yeah.
At the end of the single tree?
Yes. The hooks.
The hooks, yeah.
Where they draw chains or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes, and they could weld on. That's what I was going to show you in some of that.
Yeah. Let me ask you something about that comes to my mind right here. It's related to harnesses. Do you know of something in the harness business, a harness apparatus called a loggerhead?
Yes, I do.
What's a loggerhead?
A loggerhead is a keeper that fastens in the hames. The hames is the main part for the draw chamber.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A loggerhead hooked in that, and it had a hook and a turn back so it would stand place. Yeah. That was a loggerhead.
You know, that word loggerhead is not in any dictionary of the English language. Man from the University of Georgia mentions that William Faulkner uses it in a novel, but talks about it. But that word is not in any dictionary meaning that. It never has been put in a dictionary, and every good farmer I've ever met, you know, knows that word. But I just wanted to be sure that it was current out this way.
Yeah,
I can find it in something for you, but it's a loggerhead turtle.
Yeah, loggerhead turtle I've heard of. Yeah, that loggerhead turtle's in the dictionary.
It's something, but
not the straight loggerhead. Well, I just wondered if you had, like, for old furniture that you wouldn't use and stuff like that. If you ever called it, do you ever use the word plunder, at all?
Yes, that word was used, but we called that pilfering or running through things.
Uh-huh.
So moving about to try to find something to store it away for a long while or so.
And you'd say you were, what would you say you were doing? You were plundering.
Plundering, yes.
Yeah, I see. And then, would you ever call something like that junk?
Oh yes, that's a common name of that stuff that say is refuse.
Yeah.
Material.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You wouldn't think you'd want to use it anymore unless it was reworked or something.
And how about a place you might keep that?
Oh, usually just under the floor or wherever you could throw it, maybe under a tree. Had a little pile of junk around their trees.
I see. They never had a room for it, like a storeroom.
People done well to have a roof over their head.
Yeah, right. Okay. But would you ever use the smokehouse for that purpose after they finished with, you know?
Well, we'd store fruits and, you could put watermelons in there and keep them till way up in the wintertime, keep them from getting frozen.
Watermelons do pretty well up this far north.
Oh, yes, they're the best ever. They got the most flavor of any watermelons made, ain't you, Taylor?
Is that what kind of watermelons you grow up here?
Oh, the best.
I know that. I believe it. Okay.
Oh, Lord, I don't know. I've been put farming.
I just wonder if any varieties you could think of offhand that were pretty common locally.
Used to be a name of Stone Mountain.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Used to be a name of Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
Congo.
And
the
yellow
meat, I don't know.
Yeah, Tom Watson?
Yeah.
I've heard of that name. Yeah, how about an icebox melon? That
yes.
That little one, kind of little round one?
Honeydew melon or maybe something. I don't know.
Was that the same as a cantaloupe or different?
I wouldn't know that all.
Okay. Did you have some business you got to take care of here?
Go ahead.
No, listen, that's all right. I'd be glad to stop anytime.
Well, we'll get you a chair then.
No, go ahead.
All right. I just want to ask you a couple things here about your, you say every morning a woman around the house, you might say she did what?
Well, I usually get up and get prepared breakfast.
Yeah.
Lunch or whatever. Yeah. There's usually one person in the family that did that.
Yeah.
Well, not my oldest sister, but one of my sisters usually, did that.
Mm-hmm.